This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Every Tuesday, at 7:40, we give entrepreneurs the chance to shape their 30-second elevator pitch with our business coach. So imagine you've just stepped into an elevator with a potential investor. Could you convince them to invest before the doors open? Your next investor could be listening.
Absolutely. And of course, as always, we have our coaches to support our entrepreneur. And today's coach is Dr. Lucas the Champ Molloy. He's a published author, award-winning speaker, entrepreneur, business executive coach. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very, very well. Good morning. Good day to the whole team. Good morning to our entrepreneur and our listeners. Thank you for having us.
Oh, always a pleasure, sir. And of course, good morning to our entrepreneur. Today we are joined by Charles Dikgole, who is the founder of Lekgoboko Trading. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We are good, and we can't wait to hear your pitch.
Good morning to the...
Yes, sorry. Go ahead. You were saying?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you, and good morning to our mentor, Doctor.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. All right.
So, are you ready, sir, to give us your investment pitch? You must remember it's 30 seconds, 30 seconds flies, but I have trust in you.
Okay, yes. We are Lekgoboko Trading.
Wait a minute.
I need to give you a timer so that we are sure that we gave you. This is why we want to increase the
pressure. Don't jump the gun.
We want to increase the pressure and increase the fire.
30 seconds, then I start counting from my side.
All right, I'm going to be letting you know exactly when you can start. So go ahead, you can start.
Okay, thank you. My name is Charles Dikgole from Lekgoboko Trading. We are a small company based in Marble Hall at a village called Mampogo. We deal with mobile toilets, and what we need from an investor, from a potential investor, is marketing, to help with marketing, and also to help us with extending our products. Because sometimes we get contracts wherein they need bulk, maybe 10 mobile toilets, and sometimes we don't have. So there is potential in the business, but then sometimes lack of marketing.
Our time is up. If I heard you correctly, you said something along the lines of sometimes you get more contracts. What a nice life problem, eh? To get more work. But anyway, let's hear what our coach has to say about the pitch that you put forward. Doc, what do you have to say to that?
So I want Charles to imagine something like this. Sanitation, it is a problem for many in the rural area, for contractors that work on the road. We provide a solution to this. We give you mobile toilets that we are able to put anywhere at any given time. For about 250,000, we can be able to reach more communities. We can be able to have more stations to do this. And this would increase the business profit by this margin. And that's what your pitch is supposed to do. Tell a story, attract someone. Tell me, what is the money going to do? What is the business? Excite me about it. But build a story around it. So the most effective way of delivering a pitch is building a story around that pitch. There must be a story. What is the story? The story is that you are selling a solution to the problem of sanitation. Mm. And this sanitation problem could be faced by anyone, whether it's contractors, whether it's residents, whether it's people find themselves in villages because infrastructure is expensive. And you make that problem go away by so much, you would be able to add more and reach out more communities. This is what the size of the business. So that's what you want to do with your...
Oh, okay, yes.
Did that make sense, Charles, after listening to Dr. Molloy explain, you know, what will make a killer pitch? What do you make of that?
It makes sense. It means kefalopile, but then it's fine. We live in
I shall speak like a business person.
Yes, you were saying. Go ahead. You were saying.
Yeah.
Now we live and learn. I understand. My speech wasn't attractive, but then I'll do better next time. I think with mentorship and everything, as time goes on.
Yeah, it's about identifying a problem or the problem, and then you sell that solution. Yeah, that's it.
So, and I think the 30 seconds is not enough.
Yeah, we know. The 30 seconds, to be honest, it's just for the pressure. But, you know, in real life, you never know. We're just preparing you. You might get less than that. You might get that amount or even more. So it's just for the pressure from our side. You did really well. So, Doc, you know, for some people who have been looking for mentorship and trying to get in touch with you, how do they get hold of you?
So just quickly, the truth is, when you are well prepared and your pitch is well prepared and that, 30 seconds is a whole lot of time, and you are able to see how much time you have, how long that time is, because you've prepared the pitch. But when you haven't prepared that pitch, you are trying to fit everything and anything that you can remember in your mind into that 30 seconds. That's when it gets to be short. They can get hold of me on www.lucasmolloy.com and on all the socials, it's at Lucas Molloy.
Thank you so much, Doc. That's published author, award-winning speaker, entrepreneur, business and executive coach, Dr. Lucas the Champ Molloy. And of course, our entrepreneur for the day, Ralebora, and Tete Charles Dukhole, founder of Lohoboko Trading, who was with us today as an entrepreneur.
And something that you should always know is that, you know, that potential investors are obviously, you know, in a hurry to another meeting. So 30 seconds.
Right?
Yeah, grab it and use it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.